What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Another good one for you today, filled with drama. Warriors lose to the Clippers last night in overtime. KD fouls out. Him and Draymond argue. And no one talks about it, besides Sean. All that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. As I've said, another life-changing episode today. Yes, indeed. But the Warriors lose to the Clippers last night in overtime. Was it 121-116? An ugly game from the Warriors all the way around, all the way down to the last play of regulation and into overtime. Going to cover all of that and going to cover the quote-unquote drama as well, which I think is being a little blown out of proportion, but who knows? I mean, who the hell knows? No one's talking about it, so maybe it is a big deal, but I kind of doubt it. But we're going to get to all of it anyway. So let's start with the game, because the drama spurred from late in the game and after the game. I kind of want to do this chronologically. So to start the game, the Warriors come out, no Steph, but Draymond and Sean Livingston are back. And just some of the notes I had from last night, Iggy looked good. I know he hates being called Iggy, so I don't know why I just did that. Andre Iguodala looked good. He was active, springy, some nice dunks. He also went 2 of 3 from the three-point line, 14 points. I believe that's his first 14-point game in almost an entire season. Had a block, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. He was active Andre. He was playoff Andre Iguodala, put it that way. And he played well. So that was my first note. Livingston was back playing well. He, you know, that his old man game was perfect. He was 3 of 4 from the field, played good defense. He's just a calming presence to have. One of the things about Livingston being back is that cuts into McKinney's time, which McKinney had a rough run last night at certain points. We'll get to that. Let's get back to the starters. Damian Jones was bad. He was bad. In the first half, didn't get a ton of playing time, was kind of just out there. And then in the second half, it looked like they were trying to get him involved in the pick and roll, pick and pop. And it looks like it was something they talked about at halftime. Like, hey, we're going to run some pick and roll, pick and pop, and you're going to be the guy, so be ready. And he was just all over the place, could not handle the ball. I think he only took one shot, a mid-range jumper that he missed. He did have 3 assists on the night and 1 block, but still, he was not very good. Still needs to get better. Still has a lot to work on. Quinn Cook was fine offensively. Only took 7 shots with 3 of 7, 1 of 3 from 3. 7 points. Obviously not as good as his 27-point performance, but they attacked him defensively, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for one, looks like a damn good player and a good pick by Jerry West or Doc or whoever's running the team for the Clippers. But the fact is, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is like 6'6". Quinn Cook is, 6'1". So they were attacking him defensively, and Gilgeous-Alexander was taking him to task. And that's one of the problems with Quinn. But, what are you going to do at this point? Steph Curry's out, which hurts in a number of ways. Draymond was, he had 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. So it was solid in those aspects, but man, there was some rough points last night. Montrezl Harrell just put 23 points on his dome. 8 rebounds, 4 blocks. I think 2 or 3 of them were on Draymond. It was ugly. Not much else to say about that one. Probably get back to that a little later. Klay had some big moments, but at the same was not very good. He was 13 of 31, 5 of 16 from 3 for 31 points. You know, nothing was really that pretty or efficient last night, including KD, who did have a triple-double, but he was 10 of 24 from the field, 11 of 13 from the free throw line. He did finish with 33 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists, but it just wasn't. It wasn't as efficient as we usually see him, as seamless as we usually see him. So it was, I don't know, just wasn't great, you know. I'm trying to find some sort of analysis, but everything I'm coming back to is just it wasn't really that good because it wasn't. It was a sloppy game. They could not hang on to the ball at all, like at all. 17 turnovers and ugly ones also. And Klay had a couple of, you know, open rebounds that he just couldn't corral. One of my notes was butterfingers all night. They all had butterfingers. No one could hang on to anything. Klay was ice cold in the first half, kind of got it going a little bit in the second half. But still, like I said, it just wasn't great. One of my notes also in the middle of the second half, one of the worst, Klay's worst games of the year. And he keeps shooting, as he should, and knocked down some big shots late, but he also missed some wide open shots also. Now, it was a good finish, I guess, to regulation. Not the last play, but the Warriors came back on a 11-0 run. I think it was 19-5 in the last 5 minutes or something like that to tie the game up. Klay takes a deep, deep three. You know, 30-foot three to tie the game at 106 with about a minute 40 left, I think. And they also had opportunities. They had two or three opportunities to take the lead and win the game. Klay missed another wide-open three. This was basically Klay's night, missing a bunch of open shots and hitting 30-foot threes with a hand in your face. So it was, I don't know. It was just ugly. It was an ugly game. One thing that I just don't get about Steve Kerr sometimes is when Montrezl Harrell is destroying your entire team, and that includes your former defensive player of the year, you know, 100-time All-Star, and Draymond Green, and the guy you love, Kevon Looney, try something different. Jordan Bell played 2 minutes last night. I don't know if he would have been able to stop Montrezl Harrell or play him better than anyone else. But damn it, give it a shot. Because what you were doing was not working. That's one of the things that kills me sometimes. And it's, I need to sit back and be like, oh, they're 11-3. This is one of the best teams ever, blah, blah, blah. But that's also part of why I get upset about it is because they should be better than Montrezl Harrell going for 23-8-4. Draymond should be better than that. And maybe that's where some of his frustration came in last night. So, Not yet. Not going to get to it yet. Still want to get to more of the game because the drama is there and we are going to talk about it. But I just want to finish up my game thoughts before we dive in to it. The foul calls. There were a lot of just, I don't know if they were bad because maybe this is, again, I guess I just need to accept that this is the NBA now. 48 foul calls last night, 25 on the Warriors, 23 on the Clippers. Clippers took 34 free throws. Warriors took 23. Lou Williams was 14 of 14 from the free throw line. It's just hard to watch sometimes. But I guess teams just need to adjust now because it doesn't seem like anything's going to change as far as how the game is called. I wish it would because it is taking away from some of the enjoyment I get from watching NBA basketball. But, oh well, we just have to watch him hack and deal with it. But Kevin Durant fouled out last night in overtime, and Steve Kerr even said it. He said, you know, four of them were just tough calls. And that's about as far as Steve can go because he wants to save his money. But, yeah, there were bad calls, a lot of bad calls last night. I think it's only the fifth time that KD is fouled out in a regular season game. and a lot of them were bad. And it's not why they lost. They lost because they missed open shots and were incredibly sloppy. But, refs, just relax, dude. It's getting to an MLB type of situation where, you know, I don't know. I don't want to make any inflammatory comments, but it's just like, we're not here to see you guys make calls, you know? Anyways, you know what we are here to see? We're here to see the Golden State Warriors. And maybe put a little action on the game, too. You know me, I like my action. Ever since I started doing this podcast, people have been asking me for advice. Usually it's what team's going to win. Like, I don't know who's going to win. But if you do want to put a little something on it, if you think you know, put a little action on it, go to MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys, they are your best bet this season. They've been in business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, and they have been good to me. So I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. I'm terrible at fantasy, but I know people that aren't. And if you're one of those people, go get after it, man, at MyBookie. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use promo code ENTERLOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-I-E. And don't forget to use the promo code ENTERLOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie will match the listener's first deposit 100% up to $1,000. You guys, go make some money. Go to MyBookie.com. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. And we're going to get into it right now. We have to do it, I guess. I wish we could ignore it, but more and more info keeps coming out. And I also have a theory on some of it personally, but maybe I'm being dumb. So end of regulation last night. Warriors are playing great defensively. They've missed a number of open shots. Game's tied. What happens? Lou Williams misses a shot, I think, front rims it, and Draymond gets the rebound and starts pushing. About 5 seconds left. KD calling for the ball. KD with 33 points and a triple-double. He wants the rock, as he should. As he should. Draymond ignores him. Runs into about three different defenders, loses the ball. End of regulation, we go to overtime. We all know what happens in overtime. KD fouls out. Lou Williams scores, I think, 10 in overtime, and that's it. Warriors are done. Clippers win the game. But after Draymond dribbled into a number of defenders, loses the ball at the end of regulation, Klay is visibly upset. Klay had knocked down a couple shots to tie the game. He wanted an opportunity. KD is upset. He wanted an opportunity. I can't imagine Steve Kerr is very happy. I'm sure he would have liked an opportunity to at least take a shot to win the game, which they did not get. Draymond, as we all know, turn the ball over. Kevin Durant does say something to Draymond. And Draymond starts to lose it and go at Kevin Durant. And I'll say this. I don't know what the situation, the specifics of the situation are, but I'm working on the assumption that KD said something like, man, just pass me the ball. You know, like, let's get a shot to win this game. And it wasn't anything inflammatory. It wasn't anything too crazy. But, and Draymond could have just said, my bad. You know what? My fault, man. I blew it. Let's go win this game. But Draymond's not that kind of person. Draymond starts going back at KD. I'm of the opinion that KD was in the right about what Draymond should have done in that position. I'm also in the opinion of the opinion that Draymond wouldn't let it go. And part of that is because in my playing days. I played college football, and we had this one guy on our team. Had no problem calling anyone out. Real emotional. Over the top. But if you called him out, he couldn't take it. He would lose it back again. And I just feel like that's how Draymond is, which is tough to deal with, and it's also bull. You can't dish it out if you can't take it. So back to the actual happenings and not my glory days of terrible college football. But KD calls out Draymond, and Draymond won't let it go, and Boogie and Sean and Andre all have to try and play peacekeeper. And that's about it. You know, there's video of them yelling at each other and stuff on the sidelines. And that's about it for the night. You know, oh yeah, whatever, they yelled at each other, it's fine, it's no big deal. Sean Livingston is actually the only one who would address the situation. This is what Sean had to say.
What was the vibe in the huddle after regulation? It looked like there was kind of a little bit.
Just team spirit. Team spirit, you know. Guys wanting to, I think, wanted a different outcome than what happened, you know. Obviously, Dre had a turnover. You know, guys might have thought they were open or winning the basketball. Didn't get it, you know. Things happen like that in the sport. But it was good to see some fire and some emotion.
So there's Sean. Pretty political response. Nothing too crazy. As I mentioned, the end of the game was what it was. And that's kind of all we heard for the night. KD left pretty quick. Didn't speak to reporters. Same thing with Draymond. I will say this before we get to the rest of it, some of the news that came out today. Steve Kerr was asked why he didn't take a timeout and, you know, blah, blah, blah. He has his reasons, and we're all hindsight. You know, everything is perfect in hindsight. We can all fix every problem in hindsight. But I do think in a game where you don't have Steph Curry, it's been as shaky as it has been. Draymond got the rebound with about 5.5 seconds left. You take the timeout and you try and set something up. You bring in guys like Jarebko and Quinn and whoever. You put your best shooters on the floor and work to get something and not let this one run out. Usually I'm for not taking a timeout. And this isn't a hindsight thing. This is logistically, there was 5 seconds left. And I know we can point back to times that Steph has done it. Well, Steph wasn't there. So that's where I'm at with that. Usually I agree with the no timeout and, you know, don't let the defense get set, et cetera. But this seemed like one of the times that it would have been a good idea because your floor general isn't there, your best shooter isn't there, yada, yada, yada. So that's my opinion on that. To the news today, so apparently it carried over last night into the locker room. They continued to argue in the locker room. Players were calling out Draymond for his decision, and it wasn't just KD. Klay was obviously upset. I wouldn't be surprised if Andre or other players also agreed. And this is what I've mentioned about Draymond. Instead of just tapping his chest like, my bad, guys, I should not have done that. He's defending himself. And I don't think you can do that when you, you know, fumble the ball into 4 different Clippers players and have let Montrezl Harrell put up 23 on your dome. But that's Draymond. And that's just how it goes. So apparently they were arguing in the locker room. Draymond got dressed and left. KD got dressed and left. Neither of them spoke to the media after. So another thing that came out today, and here's my theory on this, and maybe I'm reaching because maybe it was how it goes. And that's the other thing about Draymond that I believe to be true, is he would do stuff like this when he runs out of valid points to make in the argument, because it's similar to the person I dealt with on my football team, my college team, is apparently Draymond brought up KD's free agency. And it was something like, you know, why don't you just leave or something like that. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the words were. But this is all coming from Shams Charania and Woj and Mark Spears and a lot of reports coming out. So my theory is, and this is just stupid Charles Hamilton theory here. But knowing that the Warriors like to mess with the media, I could see that maybe they put that part out there just to mess with the media. Because Anthony Slater made another good point also about an argument that Draymond and KD had either last year or 2 years ago in Sacramento, where they're yelling at each other on the sideline and, you know, people are getting video of it and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, 15 hours later, they're watching the Super Bowl together. So maybe it's just one of these things friends argue, you know, and maybe everything's fine and they're feeding the media some stuff to make themselves laugh. Maybe it's all true. I don't know. Shams also said it's something that's simmering at Warriors practice today and they're having to deal with it. Who knows? Who the hell knows? One of the nice things is they do have a game tonight against the Hawks. Smack the Hawks and everything's probably all good. We're going to talk about that game coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Drama. I might do a really awesome pun drama name for this podcast, so look out for that, guys. As I mentioned, I mean, I think that's about it as far as the drama goes and as far as last night goes. With the Warriors, everything gets, you know, blown out of proportion. And I think this is one of those things that has been blown. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what the ramifications are, if there's any backlash or anything. I imagine it's something that'll play itself out and everything will be fine. But we'll see. Who knows? And it's one of these things where not having Steph around hurts, and not just not having him on the floor, the fact that he wasn't even in the building where Steph can be the, I don't know. Well, what's the term? Where he can be the peacemaker, I guess, because he's Steph Curry. But the fact he wasn't there led to, I mean, it didn't lead to this, but he just wasn't there to try and break it up, try and help. Oh, well. Warriors taking on the Hawks tonight at Oracle. Back end of a back-to-back. And this might be the cure for what ails them. You know, you're taking on a bad Hawks team. Go out and smack them. KD and Draymond, show some chemistry on the court. You know, it's, again, like I said, I don't think it's as big a deal as we're making it. But only time will tell if that's the case or not. Taking on the Hawks tonight. I like some of their young players. I like watching some of the Hawks' young players. Trae Young, John Collins, Torian Prince. Those guys are fun to watch. But this should be a wire-to-wire win. 20-point win. Garbage time win. So we'll see what happens. That is what should happen, though. And hopefully that's the case, and hopefully that, you know, can shut down all the talk and the think pieces that came out today. Good God, there were think pieces less than 24 hours after about the demise of the Golden State Warriors and what's going on. So we'll see. But Hawks Warriors should be a good one. League pass picks tonight. Only 3 games, kind of a rough slate. So I'll go with just the other 2 games that aren't Hawks Warriors, because they're actually better matchups. Charlotte and Cleveland. Kemba Walker's been great this year, been a lot of fun to watch. And then Houston and Denver. I still can't believe Houston's this bad. I don't believe it. But, man, they're 5-7 right now. And talk about turmoil. You know, let's look at Houston. They're rough. I mean, we're talking about the 11-3 Warriors and their drama. How about Houston, who's 5-7? I don't know. We're more intrigued by drama on good teams, I guess. But Houston, Denver, I still think Houston can play up to anyone, even with their bad record, but we'll see. Check out those games. Check out the Warriors. I will be back tomorrow with a breakdown on everything Golden State Warriors. This has been Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.